Welcome, everyone, to episode number one of The Josh Rosen Show. I am your host, Josh Rosen, and I am so thrilled and happy to get this podcast started. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and now it's finally here. So I want to thank you guys, first of all, for listening, for taking the time to support me wherever you're listening to this. Thank you to Believe for giving me the opportunity to host my own podcast. It's been a long time coming. As I do this first episode, I'd like to introduce myself and let all you guys listening know who I am, how I got started, and what I'm going to be doing during these podcasts. First of all, as I said, my name is Josh Rosen, not to be mistaken with the quarterback, Josh Rosen, who was selected top 10 in the 2018 NFL draft. I'm not that Josh Rosen. I am comedian impressionist Josh Rosen. That's right, comedian impressionist. A lot of you guys who may be listening might know me for my impressions all over X, formerly known as Twitter. I've gotten pretty popular the last few years, especially for my impression of one Skip Bayless. I've never seen anything quite like him. Are you kidding me? It's my turn now, little Joshy. You know it, and I know it. Now, of course, Skip is just one impression of many that I do. I do Mad Dog Russo. For crying out loud, my God, it's a joke, an embarrassment. Stephen A. Smith, let me be very, very clear. This brother Josh Rosen is box office. He's no scrub. Nick Wright, hold on a minute, buddy. The idea that Josh Rosen would do an impression of Nick Wright and not mention Patrick Mahomes 100 times, that's just egregious, an abomination. Hold on a minute, bro. Of course, Chris Broussard. Hey, but look, facts over feelings, Nick. Josh Rosen, he's that guy. And so many other sports media impressions, as well as impressions of other individuals, presidents. A lot of people know me for my impressions of the presidents, the current president, Joe Biden.
Come on, man. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
And former President Donald J. Trump.
Excuse me. It is so great to be here with little Josh Rosen on the Josh Rosen Show. Fantastic show. The ratings are going to be so high because of me. Believe me.
And a lot of other presidents, too. But anyway, I want to take this opportunity in my first podcast to introduce myself to all the listeners out there, let you know who I am, how I got started, and what I'm up to now. So I started doing impressions when I was a kid. That's right. When I was a kid, I grew up in Florida. I'm in South Florida. And when I was a kid, I used to do impressions of the teachers and students in the class. And I've always been a big sports fan. Always a big sports fan. And naturally, one of my first impressions was of sports broadcaster, the legendary Marv Albert. Oh, I love Marv. I miss Marv. I wish he was still broadcasting games.
Yes, it counts. And the foul by Josh Rosen put on LeBron James on the Josh Rosen Show. A facial served up. And the foul from way downtown. Yes.
As you can tell, I've been doing that impression for a long time. So that was probably my first major impression that I did. And actually, that was my dream. My dream was not initially to become a comedian impressionist. My dream was to be a sports broadcaster. Like a Marv Albert. Like a Bob Costas. Like somebody in that ilk doing play-by-play. Jim Nance. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. It's a tradition unlike any other. The wind is whistling gently here in Augusta National. So I grew up loving the sports broadcasters and thinking to myself, I can do that someday. I can do that. I was also a big fan of WWF wrestling, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And it's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. Somebody give me a heck yeah. So that's when I started doing impressions. And then, you know, and let me tell you guys, I'm a big fan of the NBA. And that's one of the reasons I started doing Marv Albert, because the NBA on NBC, that was my childhood right there. That was my childhood. The
NBA on NBC. Hello, everyone. I'm Marv Albert alongside the Czar, Mike Fratello, and Bill Walton.
And for those of you that maybe follow me on X or Instagram, you already know this, but I am a huge fan of the Miami Heat. Huge fan. Now, I've been a fan of the Heat since I started watching basketball. Was probably since around 1998, 97, 98. That's my first memories of watching sports. Jordan's last year, probably with the Bulls. And I'm also a huge NFL fan. Now, you might say, oh, is he a Dolphins fan? No, I'm not. I'm actually a New York Giants fan. Big New York Giants fan. So those are my two favorite teams. And like I said, that's when I started doing impressions, was when I was a kid doing the broadcasters, after I was doing the teachers and students in my class. And that's the path that I thought I was going to go on. So anyway, I went to a major college in Florida, Florida State University, go Noles. And that's when I really started to perform. I became a performer on stage. And it's a long process, you know, performing as a comic, doing live comedy, doing impressions, trying to figure out how to perform my craft on stage. That's where really where I learned how to do it, at FSU. And since then, I've just been grinding away. You know, it's been a long journey to building a fan base as I have now on X, on social media. But, you know, for these last X amount of years, let's say 6-7 years, really, I've been really focused on making a career out of being an impressionist slash comedian. And really, just in the last 2 or 3 years is when I finally built an audience on social media because of my sports impressions. And that's so funny to me, because for years I kept thinking to myself, "What's is there an audience for my impressions?" You know, I kept trying to do my presidential impressions. Oh, my Trump and my Biden, my Barack Obama impression. Maybe those were going to be the ones that finally got me known. But no, it actually was Skip Bayless. That's right. I started doing my Skip Bayless impression on Twitter. I'd been doing Skip for a while, but I never thought there'd be a big audience for it. And then finally, I think it was about the end of 2021, early 2022, so it wasn't that long ago, I started to put the Skip Bayless impression out on Twitter. I started doing these videos, Skip Bayless replies, and I would reply to Shannon Sharp. I would reply to Skip Bayless on Twitter, even knowing that he wouldn't see it because he doesn't see any of the comments. If you didn't know that, Skip follows exactly 0 people on Twitter. And so I started doing these little videos, and pretty quickly, it took off. To my surprise, people started sharing it, retweeting it, you know, going nuts in the comments. You sound just like Skip. You look just like Skip. And I was as surprised as anyone that that was going to be the impression that took off. My turn. It's my turn now. Mr. Westbrook. LeBrick James. The frozen one. I've never seen anything quite like you. And you know, Skip Bayless has always said, he even said this on his podcast a few years ago, that nobody could imitate him. And I think that's why the impression took off, because Skip is such a challenging character to mimic. So in many ways, I'm honored that that was the impression that took off, because I'm the only one, I think, that's been able to get Skip down. So I'm grateful for that. And that's what really has kickstarted my career the last 2 years, is the Skip Bayless impression. But as I mentioned, I do a lot. I do so many. Once people started figuring out, oh, Skip guy, can you do this person? Can you do Nick Wright? And then I started doing Nick Wright. Hold on, buddy. Didn't take long to get Nick Wright down. He's got a high-pitched voice. Was able to kind of figure him out pretty quickly. The sports people are actually easy for me to figure out, because a lot of doing impressions is being able to take on the person's persona, really get inside their head, their personality. And as I mentioned earlier in this podcast, my dream was to become a sports broadcaster. So being able to do these sports people, not too difficult to imagine myself in this role. And then people were asking me to do all these other personalities, and some of them I had been doing already, but some of them I just started, like Kevin Harlan. People say, can you do a Kevin Harlan impression? Right between the eyes, galloping, chiseling, knifing, and submarining his way through the Josh Rosen podcast, with no regard for human life, Jimmy Freakin' Butler. Right between the eyes, we just saw a man fly. And so I started doing Kevin Harlan. And it's just kickstarted, you know, a great following for me. So that's a little bit of background about me. I do still live in Florida. And I perform a lot of shows in South Florida, live stand-up shows. My stand-up act is all impressions. Now, sometimes the audiences don't know, you know, if I'm doing like a cruise ship show, which I do a lot, like a dinner cruise show, a lot of those audience members don't know Skip Bayless. They don't know Nick Wright. They don't necessarily know Kevin Harlan or Mad Dog. So on those shows, I stick to doing the presidents. I stick to doing people that the masses know, you know, like Joel Osteen. Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much for being a Miami Heat fan. God will bless Tim Hardaway, who was my favorite player as a kid. God bless you. And God bless Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero. God bless you. So I'll stick to those mainstream impressions. But pretty soon I'm going to be able to do all my impressions on stage, in front of fans that come out to see me. And that'll be extra fulfilling, of course. But I have a blast performing. I have a blast performing in front of a live audience. I have a blast staying in character. That's something that I pride myself on, is that I can really commit to being in character. Like, when I come out and do a live show, for instance, or you see me on X, I like staying in character. Please welcome to the stage impressionist Josh Rosen. And I might say thank you guys for coming out, being here, and then within seconds I'm going to go right into whoever it is I'm imitating.
Pretty good, right? Pretty good. Larry David.
I got to say, I once tripped Shaquille O'Neal during a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. It was a pretty big injury I caused him. And that's a lot of fun for me. So that's a little bit of background about me. Miami Heat fan. We're nearing the NBA playoffs right now, and I'm really excited about the playoffs. Really excited. Like I said, those are my two favorite sports are basketball and football, NBA and NFL. I follow all the teams, but I would say basketball is my true love, the NBA. So we're going to be doing a lot of episodes where I'm going to be basically staying in character. I might do one episode where I stay in character as Skip Bayless. I might do another episode where I stay in character as Stephen A. Then I might do another one as Nick Wright. And during those episodes, I'll recap what's going on, NBA playoffs, NFL news. And maybe one episode I'll do it as the former or current president. Or maybe another former president like George W. Bush. You know, my team, the Texas Rangers, we're World Series champs. We're defending champs, and I take a lot of pride in that. Mission accomplished, my friend. So we're going to have a lot of fun. And I want to, again, thank you guys for listening and supporting The Josh Rosen Show. A lot of skits, a lot of impressions. Going to talk basketball, football. And I also plan on having guests on. So if you're looking to see some special guests on, perhaps even some of the people I imitate might become guests on the Josh Rosen Show podcast. You just never know. So that's a little bit about me, the podcast, the impressions that I do. I really hope you guys enjoy this. As Stephen A., what would you say, Stephen A., about doing a podcast? But let me be very, very clear, Mr. Josh Rosen. As you know, I'm box office. I'm not a scrub. My recommendation for you is to listen to your damn audience. Your audience knows what they want. If the audience is saying, do more Stevenette, or more Drip Bayless, or more Nick Wright, or Mando Russo, I think you should listen to your audience, and not LeBron James, or Rasho Nesterovich, or Slaven Medvedenko, my God. That's if you do want to be box office and you don't want to be a scrub. That's all I got to say, little Josh Rosen. That was very solid advice by Stephen A. So that's really a wrap on the first episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this and hearing a lot of my impressions. Again, you heard a lot of them in this first episode. Not all of them, but a lot of them. I'm going to keep it light. I'm going to keep it all sports related. Even if I imitate someone not sports related, like in politics, this isn't going to be a podcast about politics. We're just going to keep it all sports based, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I want to thank you guys again for listening to my first episode. You can find me on X at Josh Impressions, as well as Insta and YouTube. And this is the first of many podcasts. The first of many. And hopefully, in the words of Dick Vitale, we can make it awesome, baby! A diaper dandy! I don't believe it! It's gonna be unbelievable! Josh Rosen on the mic doing the Josh Rosen Show! It reminds me of Coach K and the Dookies! This guy, Mr. Rosen, he's awesome, baby! And on that note, we're going to wrap it up. But thank you guys so much. That was episode one of The Josh Rosen Show. Have a great day, evening, and I can't wait to do more of these. All the best.